Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always resist the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance and terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of James. My brothers and sisters, do you with your acts of favoritism really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while to the one who is poor you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet." Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you? Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you? You do well if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For the one who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." Now, if you do not commit adultery, but if you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm sure you understood what I just said. If not, I'll say it again. We don't know what made this man in the region of the Ten Towns, the Decapolis, deaf. We can only assume he was deaf from his birth. And as a deaf person can't hear, a deaf person cannot know how to form words. So he had an impediment in his speech as well. And I know that the temptation is there for people to not necessarily take pity, but to make fun of someone like this. We don't know how he felt about what was happening to him, why he was there. But we do know that, as a wise person once told me, in fact, it was the father of our former bishop, George Young, who said, our deepest prayers are our desires. Our truest prayers are those things for which we long and want so deeply we'd give our lives to have them. Our truest prayers are our desires. So we can only assume that he wanted to hear and to speak plainly. So I say again, Ephatha, Ephatha. What we also don't know is the motivation of his so-called friends. For they brought him to Jesus. Having heard about Jesus' good works, his healing, his miracles, they brought this man to Jesus. We have no idea what their motivation was. They could have been going simply to be able to have somebody whom Jesus could heal, and they could see a great event, a miracle, magic. Or it could be that they wanted to test Jesus, to make sure that he could do something that no one else could do. The question is, would he? Or it could be, and let's give them the benefit of the doubt, they truly cared for this man and they really wanted him to be healed. But we don't know for sure. So I say again, Ephatha, Ephatha. I don't know about you, but this getting older is not for sissies, right? And you know, one of the first things that goes or is lessened, you know, as we get a little older. My wife's always saying to me, when I say something back. And I don't know whether she thinks I just don't, she says, I don't know if you can hear me or if you just don't care. But either way, it's not good, right? So I'm trying to learn as I grow older that I do need to be more responsive. I need to listen and indicate that I hear. It's said, you know, that we all hear what we want to hear. When someone says something and we don't want to hear it, it's easy to either pretend we don't hear it or to ignore it because it's not what we want to hear. Mea culpa. So I say again, Ephatha, Ephatha. What we also don't know about the deaf mute is how he felt about what was going on. I mean, after all, his friends may have dragged him, they may have pushed him, they may have said, come on, we want the best for you, or they may have said, come on, we want to use you to test this miracle worker. And so he gets taken aside by Jesus taken aside away from the crowd where he did all sorts of funny things. He touched his ears, he touched his tongue, he spat, and all of a sudden you're face to face with this, you don't know who he is, you hadn't heard about him unless you read lips, and here he is in front of you saying and doing and speaking this word that you can't read his lips because you don't really know the word. Meanwhile, the friends are sort of taken aback, sort of offended, because they're told, by Jesus, I'm going to take him apart. I'm going to take him aside. You know what the word holy means? It means set apart, taken aside, taken out of our context. How do you think they felt? A little miffed, because after all, we didn't get to see what we came to see. So they got as close as they could, and they watched, and they looked, and suddenly the shoe was on the other foot. They were the ones having to read lips, because Jesus had taken the man aside for holy purposes, and they could but watch from a distance and look and hope that they could see what was going on. And they watched, and maybe they were afraid. Maybe they were envious. Maybe they were even angry because they were left out. And they felt what it was like not to hear. So they listened even more intently. They could hear a word spoken, but they couldn't make it out. Hey, Father! So when Jesus and the man started coming back to them, and he was smiling and bright-eyed because finally he could hear, what did Jesus say? Don't tell anyone about this. Let it be just between us. We all know there's a lot of conjecture about why Jesus said that so often. But there's never really given an exact answer, so we have to only imagine what it's like, what it was like for those who heard Jesus, heard the Word of God, experienced the Word of God. Was it a challenge for them to share? Well, it must have been, because they wouldn't stop. They started telling everyone. And they praised Jesus. Said, we've never seen anything like this. Look how wonderful it is. And then there's us. Strange thing happened to us recently. We always have foster dogs to go with our four dogs. Right now we have three. And one of them is a real challenge. She's totally deaf. And I don't know if you've ever lived around or been around deaf people, but it's a challenge. Because you don't know if what you're saying is totally understood or not. And yet they're just as important to God as those who hear and speak. It always warms my heart to see the news conferences where some official is speaking and right there next to them is someone signing. Because it means that we are starting to hear people in their need. We're starting to really listen to what they want. And so we can say and hear, Ephatha, Ephatha. The question is, do the things that we're afraid of overpower the challenge to be opened. For just as the man must have been afraid of what might come of being able to hear, and his friends must have been challenged by the fact that Jesus can do miracles if we open ourselves to him, we too must decipher what we hear the Word of God being, saying, and doing in our midst. And to be open is the challenge. True, we can all physically hear and we all can physically speak, but can we physically be moved to new life? Can we accept the challenges and changes that are set before us so that that new life might be made new not only for those whom we serve, but for those of us who hear what we want to hear, as opposed to what God may challenge us to be saying, doing, and living? Ephatha, be opened. The possibilities are limitless, but they're not easy. The challenges are great, but they're not like just turning on the lights or waking up. The challenges are to take that openness and look for new ways for God to be at work in our lives. To risk things that we have a hard time letting go of, so that the ultimate love of God may be seen and known and done in what we do in his name. And that applies individually and for us as a people, in our church, in our community, in our world. So I say again, Ephatha, open your ears, listen, and hear what God is calling, challenging us to do. Ephatha, be opened. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Please stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 12 of your bulletins. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the people. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, and give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Steve, Nicole, Courtney, and
Lord, in your mercy,
send
your spirit upon this congregation and to its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person. Lord, in your mercy, turn us unto your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths. Lord, in your mercy, turn us unto your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's need. Lord, in your mercy, are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Vicki Whalen Barker, Karen Hawkins, and Marcy Jones. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Karen and John Hawkins. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Warmest of welcome to all of you, and to me being here. I was not supposed to be here this week, but Pat called with the good news and bad news. She is back in town, had a good trip, except for the bad news, and that is that she took sick while she was away. And so rather than inflict her sickness on us, she asked if we could switch things around, and so you got me 3 weeks in a row. So sorry. But I don't know what the schedule's going to be. We haven't adjusted yet, so whatever. It's always a pleasure for me to be with you, but I would think you'd be getting tired of me after four out of the last, whatever it was. Shane, an announcement about the food pantry.
Yes, we are 2 weeks away, ladies and gentlemen, from opening up the food pantry. It's our next week call up and our local neighbors. Next Saturday at 10 o'clock, I'm going to hold a little training session for anybody that would like to volunteer and help us out. It's something that keeps us within compliance with the Chattanooga Food Bank. That allows us to basically purchase food from the Chattanooga Food Bank for literally pennies on the dollar. We're talking thousands of pounds of food for less than $100. So in order to maintain that compliance for our volunteers, we're going to have a little training session next Saturday. If you cannot make it next Saturday, just let me know. That's not a problem. I'll get the information out to you guys if you're still interested in volunteering. But it's next Saturday at 10 o'clock.
It's a wonderful way of being open, this place being open to the community and ourselves being open to the need that is around us, to which God calls us to be responsive. Anything else that needs to be said for the good of the whole? I will remind you that we're taking the month off from our Tuesday dinners and classes this month, but we'll start back again in October, if I'm still around, if I'm still welcome. And we'll be looking at the saints this fall, since All Saints is the holiday of the fall. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Oh, Lord, God, give us strength.
is God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise Him, all creatures here below.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him, and with him, and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died, rose, and lives for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit ourselves. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the light of God's countenance lift us up and give us power and peace to know and to do God's will this day and evermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.